area.
Now, the question is, what are those, what's going on at those particular units? That's kind of the question we wanted to kind of get to. They're used for different purposes. 53 of these units are primarily research units. And none of these are what I call exclusively in any of these categories, but they're primarily in these categories. 53 would be primarily research units. 15 would be primarily teaching units. And 8 of these were described as primarily extension units. I think these are more demonstration kinds of farms, those kinds of units. But you can see the number of cows. We've got over 12,000 cows in this 53 units here. I might give you a bit on the range. The range here might be insightful. University of Florida has just over 2,000 cows in their system. University of Rhode Island has 4. Okay? So not a big cow state, but they did report that they had 4 cows. And I think Massachusetts had 11. So they're kind of in the system. Dr. Andy, you could do some great work with those institutions. We had one of the questions we asked is, many of you may know this, many of you may not know this, but within our land-grant university system, there's an awful lot of different structures for how farms and livestock units, how they're managed, who's in charge, who's got responsibility, those kinds of things. So we asked that question. Of the units, 31 are actually in animal science departments. What that really means is that the animal science department essentially has responsibility and authority for that unit. And of course, none of us have total authority or exclusive authority. We all work within systems, but for the most part, they're managed within those departments. 49 of these are in ag service station. This would really include a lot of what some of you would know as your branch station research centers. Quite a few of those in the system, quite a few of those in the southeast. In Kansas, we would have 2 units that are within our animal science department. We would have 2 that are outstate, one in Hayes, Kansas, in our research station out there, and the other one in southeast Kansas, down in Parsons, Kansas. And then 2 of those reported that they're actually administratively responsible to the university. I don't know, maybe the president runs those, I'm not quite sure. We asked the question, this question, what has been the trend in your beef cow inventory / facilities over the last 20 years? So what we're really asking about is what's happened in your institution over the last 20 years. And what we found is 10% of them said there's a substantial decrease, 20% said a slight decrease, 41% relatively constant, 20% a slight increase, and 6.9% a substantial increase. So if you really want to look at that, it's frankly a relatively stable. It's relatively stable in terms of the number of units and the number of cows. And I might provide just a piece, a little bit of interpretation here, at least it's kind of my interpretation. While our livestock units in general, and many of our land-grant universities have been under a lot of pressure because they're located very close to a city that typically is a growing city and ultimately puts a lot of pressure to move those out. Since our cow-calf units in many cases have been grass-based, in many places they're further away from the campus to begin with and perhaps haven't been getting as much of that pressure to relocate. I don't know that that's true in all places, but I suspect that would be true in some places. Plus, those that are at our branch research stations are typically in more rural areas and probably are under less pressure in that way as well. One of the largest threats to your cow-calf research, teaching, extension animals and facilities, and we asked them to identify 3 largest threat challenge, 2nd largest threat challenge, 3rd largest threat challenge, and they could pick from these choices: budget, unit profitability, lack of use by faculty, land use restriction due to urbanization, inadequate age facilities, labor staffing issues, animal care and use restrictions, environmental waste management issues. And what you see is the issue that was raised most commonly was budget, unit profitability, so financial pressure. We're all under a lot of financial pressure. with these units, or all of our operations, frankly, but I don't know that that's too new. You know, we used to have, for a lot of these units back when I started in my career 30 years ago, there might have been a base budget of appropriated dollars that actually went with that unit. For the most part, those are gone. For the most part, those have been lost in various cuts that have come along over time. Lack of use by faculty, 488, that might also have a lot to do with how we hire in institutions today, or how a lot of institutions hire. There's a lot of institutions that basically take this hiring approach, which is, if we have an open position, we look at the pool of federal dollars that a candidate could be most likely to target, and we try to create positions that can target that kind of money. A lot of times those are positions that, and people that aren't necessarily going to be making good use of a CalPAC research facility. So I think a lot of it has to do with how we hire within our organizations as well. Land use restriction due to urbanization, not a real big deal. I suspect if we ask this question of some other livestock units, that might be a bigger deal. Inadequate age facilities, that's a problem. 7, 9, and 5. Labor staffing, animal care and use, and not a whole lot of this with the cow-calf side. So those are the responses we got. We asked this question. What we're really trying to do is understand what's going on at these various units. What are your priorities, your research priorities? And we gave them, we said, please identify primary, secondary, and tertiary research areas for your farm ranch unit. And we gave them these categories: cow-calf management, nutrition, reproduction, range management, animal breeding, genetics, meat science. And the one that came out the largest would be cow-calf management. So a lot of these herds are being used for management kind of research, which could involve a wide range of things, probably incorporating many of these other areas in here as well. Nutrition next, reproduction, range management. We do have some of these units that are fairly involved in range management research. Most of the, if you take the kind of the Midwestern institutions, usually range management, range science, are in many cases would be in our agronomy departments. If you go to the West, historically in the West, range science had its own departments. Most of the Western land grants had range science departments. Most of those are gone. They've been incorporated, many of them, into schools of natural resources. And these are generally people now who are much more focused on taking care of natural resources as opposed to converting grass to meat for the use of cattle. Animal breeding and genetics, next. Meat science would be down the list here quite a ways. What do you anticipate the trend in your meat cow inventory facilities to be over the coming 10 years? A substantial decrease. Nobody chose that one. Slight decrease, 17%. Remain relatively constant, 62%. Slight increase, 17%. Substantial increase, 3%. I frankly was a little surprised by this, but what I think it actually tells us is that most of these department heads anticipate that this will be actually fairly stable. And again, it might reflect the fact that these units aren't necessarily sitting right on the edge of town or on the edge of campus where you're under a great deal of pressure on those units. Okay, I want to kind of close with just a few summary comments. Trends in units and numbers seem stable. This is not surprising to anybody, but less state funding, more dependent on self-generated funds and grants. I really think these units remain critical to answering very important questions. And I wanted to share with you a few thoughts on that because, this industry today, and we have been for several years, is very, very focused on cow efficiency. And this particular organization, I think, has certainly placed a lot of emphasis in that area. But I want to make a point here. There's a lot of the kind of research that we once did that we don't do very much of anymore. And I want to make a bit of a plea and perhaps a bit of a challenge for taking a look back. I contend that to really understand cow efficiency and what's really going on with cow efficiency, we have to be able to measure forage intake on pasture. And we have techniques for doing that. We've had that done in the past. And in my view, we don't have very much of that going on at this point in time. And I think to really understand, if we're really going to understand the biological efficiency of cows in a grazing environment, I think it's critical that we actually do that kind of work. And I did a little PubMed search just last night and thinking about this, and I just searched, I searched measuring feed intake in on pasture for cows. Pulled up a list of publications, almost all of them in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Almost nothing done probably in the last 20 years or so or published in that area. I also think these units are very important for our other kinds of research activities, but let me also make one point about teaching. Today, in the student body, we typically get in animal science departments. We get a lot of young, bright kids, capable, but have almost no livestock background. So in terms of providing experiences for students, our livestock units, I believe, are even more critical than what they actually were in the past, because these are great young people that are just really green. And getting them any kind of experience we can, I think, is very high value. So with that, Robert, I will stop and be happy to take a question or two if there are any of those.
Dr. Rooney, you did a great job of telling us what the problem is. How do we convince our states to make that investment?
The question is, how do we convince our states to make the investment? Here's kind of my point. I think we have, I would argue that in our, I'm not just talking about ag research or animal science, I'm talking about agriculture. I think we haven't been really selling the public good of public institutions. And let me give you an example of that. I would argue that today, when presidents get hired, they're mostly thinking about who are the new big donors, what do I have to do to go solicit those donors and find those donors. They're not giving the speeches that presidents gave 30 years ago. Presidents gave speeches 30 years ago that said, this is what we do at the university. They're talking to the Rotary Club. They're talking to all kinds of groups. But what they're really selling is why we should keep tax dollars invested in these institutions. So I think part of this blame back on institutional leaderships, regents. I think we have to go back and kind of resell these as this is for the public good. But ultimately, it's people on the ground who've got to believe that the tax dollar investment is a worthy investment. And I it's one reason I started talking about this. I just think it's time. I think it's a big deal. And I'm concerned about what's happening, and you read about it every day, donor X or donor Y, and pretty soon there's something new and coming and different, and you really wonder if that really fits the mission of the institution. So I don't have any, particularly greater insight than that, but I think we got to start talking about it, get it out on the floor, and make a big deal out of it.